91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I have a caller. DJ.
Hey, Brian. Good afternoon.
Good to hear you, man.
It's nice to be on, and I sent you over the demo track that I wrote for you guys.
Tell us about this.
Well, it's that song that I wrote for you like years ago.
I know, but the audience doesn't know about it. So tell the whole story.
So when the new president came in a few years ago, I wrote this song. I thought it'd be great for the Thigh Scrapers to do it on stage. And then I sent it to you and you said, not us. I was like, okay, well, that's fine.
And then I didn't remember anything about that.
Yeah, so I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and you're totally open to it. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll send it to you. And I sent it to you.
I don't know if I'm totally open to it. I think it's a decent song for you.
Well, I've got no use for it. I'm not a king of all media here. I'm trying to help you out. I think it's a great song.
All right, why don't we hear it? And then let the audience tell us.
I just want to say, it's a demo. What you're going to play is totally a demo. I'm not happy with it. And, you know, obviously you guys could do a much better job with it. But this is not consistent with my version. That my producer totally overtook the entire process.
Well, I heard some of it, and I thought it was decent. I thought your voice sounded good.
Well, he did a great job on that, but he totally, totally changed the meaning of the song.
He did?
Yes.
What is the meaning of the song?
Well, the meaning of the song is from the perspective of the...
Ronald Reagan?
No! The perspective is from the illegal immigrant on the other side of the wall looking towards America.
Yeah.
And he took it into, like, just tearing down a wall. It's got nothing... It's tears down the wall. Tears, not tear it down.
Tears down the wall. The tears of the immigrants.
Yes, exactly. It's from the immigrant's perspective. And, you know, you would be telling the story on stage, taking on the president. And that was the force behind the whole thing. That's the whole vision. Well, he wants to have a choir come in. And like I said, it's his vision of the song, but it'd still be great for you.
Why don't I, like, beat up a Trump lookalike?
Yes, you could do something like that while you're kicking down the wall at the end. You come on for the encore, there's a wall, and you kick it all over.
Okay. Well, you want to hear it?
Absolutely, and then we'll take some callers.
Yes, you can call in at 855-915-9636 and tell me if this is a yes or a no for... The Thigh Scrapers to play. You know, I think it's a decent song. I just think it's a David DJ song. It's not a it's not scraper stuff, you know.
Oh, it would be if you put like a punk garage band energy that you guys have, your on stage presence, you'd be awesome.
All right, let's listen to this thing, okay?
Thank you.
I'm pressing it. What happened? Should play if I just hit that, right? Oh, it's starting. I think.
It's got a soft beginning.
There it is.
You don't really know me. You don't really care. I can't see no future, all I see is woes. Not afraid of your freedom, oh, you can woes. Tear it down, tear it down, tear it down, oh. Temperatures rising. Borders are crumbling. My body's aching. I know nothing's for free. Coyotes got me on the run. Tear it down.
How long is this?
Tear it down. Tear it down. territory. Now I stand before you.
I can hear you, TJ.
In the name of honor. Bleeding heart of a migrant, my hands are tied from walls erected.
What was that?
Can't see nobody, promise you anything.
Arabic, it says, in the name of Allah.
America, open up this gate. Tear down the wall. Tear it down. Tear down the wall. Tear it down. Tear down the wall, Mr. President. Tear down this wall. Tear down the wall. Tear it down. Tear down the wall. Tear it down. Tear down the wall. Tear it down. Tear down the wall. Tear it down.
You sound like you're crying, DJ.
No.
Is that it? Yep.
That's it. That's it.
It's pretty sweet.
Thank you. Thank you. It's totally been corrupted because at the end there, you know.
Oh. I'm listening to you.
So at the end there, we'd have tears down the wall, and he dubbed in tear down the wall, just tears down the wall.
Right.
He just wouldn't do it correctly, my producer. So it is what it is. It's not bad.
Tears,
I mean, I like it.
Down the wall.
At the end, yes, at the end.
I mean, is that the title of the song, though?
No, it's Tear It Down, because you, on stage, are going to tear down the wall.
Oh.
But the vocals there at the end is the immigrant looking over the wall, and he's got tears down the wall.
His own tears. He's getting all over the wall.
Yes, there would be tears down the wall. Yeah.
Do you know there's a Tears Down the Walls by NWO?
There's a song? That's a song?
It's called Tears Down the Walls.
Oh, I've never heard it.
By NWO.
Not affiliated with them, sorry.
But what do you call in this song, so I have it in the system?
Yeah, Tear It Down. You're going to put this in the Rivendell, right?
Right. Well, no, I can't. I don't have the means to. But, I mean, it's going to be shown that I played it. Tear It Down?
Correct. Tear It Down.
If you sent it to me on CD, I can get it in.
I'll send it to you on CD. What format? Do you want it on MP3 or do you want it in?
CD.
Oh, the CD format, the CDA. Yeah, sure, I can do that.
You know, hard copy.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Well, what do you guys think? 855-915-9636. Should my band, the Thigh Scrapers, cover DJ's song, Tear It Down? And we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Thumbs up. I'm sure it's going to be thumbs up. I'm gonna go offline and listen to the response.
I hope there is one.
Well, you know what? This could be huge. I could see you. This would be like the Thigh Scrapers touching down in Mexico City. It's like the Beatles when they landed at JFK and whatever, 62.
Oh, the immigrants are going to love us?
Yes, you'd be a big hit over all of Latin America.
I think we would be anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of going to Argentina, visit my friend Caesar.
Well, be safe. You know, they just had that robbery at the Ritz-Carlton there a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, it's not. Well, it's not like Venezuela.
No.
Do you know I was actually in Venezuela in the 80s?
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, went there for vacation.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Oh my God.
We stayed on a beautiful island called Margarita Island most of the time, but then we flew in over the jungle.
Wow.
And went to a place called Canaima, which was like a tributary to the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the largest. We flew over the largest waterfall in the world, Angel Falls. And then the plane almost crashed.
Jeez, it sounds like a Kobe Bryant story.
The plane almost crashed. We had to land in the city called Bolivar, and they put us in these rooms, and you could hear people like tearing apart furniture and stuff out in the hallway. And the I could hear them saying, "You gringo, where's a gringo?"
Sounds like an interrogation room.
Sounded like they're looking for us and they were going to beat us up.
Is that where you got your Indian blood?
From Venezuela? No.
Just checking.
I'm Cherokee. It's like Georgia or something, right?
Yeah, like near the warmth.
All right.
All right, thanks, and good luck with this. I'm sure it's going to be a big hit.
Should the Thigh Scrapers play Tears Down? No, Tear It Down. Thanks, DJ. He's gone. Oh, well. Hey, what have I been playing for you anyway? I got to tell you. I don't remember when I first... Oh, yeah, Mission to Burma. Even Twice with Dopey Wise. We had tried out Jesse Malin. I didn't like it. So that got the dump. PM Edition, Why Are We Afraid? The Runaways with Wasted and DJs, Tear It Down. Hey, should we play it? 855-915-9636. Here's some Joy Division for you.
We'll be right back. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian. It's Cal. How you doing?
What's up, Cal?
Yeah, well, I listened to that song, you know.
What do you think? Is it scraper material? Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, I think it's a good song, but it's like, you know, it's more like ballady or something. You know, the words, the way the words are. But you could, I think you could make it, you know, the way you would do it. You'd do it more like punk rock, glam style, whatever.
Of course.
Whatever.
We'd have to punk
it
up.
And so you could just change the whole thing. It wouldn't matter what you were saying because it'd be the attitude, right?
I'll think about it. I'll think about it, man. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah? Oh, you could change some of the words or something, too, you know?
I don't know. I kind of like the words.
All right.
Tears down the wall.
But it's like a song, you know, like you're at the end, like they're crying, you know? It's like,
well, I think David was weeping in the background. I had his phone up.
It's kind of hard to build to a crescendo when you're crying at the fucking end. Oh, sorry.
All right, Cal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thanks
good
for
the show. You know, the listeners are picking all the stuff, huh?
Well, I'm placing my stuff in there too. I'm giving it my flavor.
Well, yeah. Well, last week was great too, Brian. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. After 12 years.
Calling in now and requesting or whatever.
They found me. They found me after 12 years.
They found you.
Okay, Cal.
So we got a gig together in May. I guess it's too early to talk about that, right?
Well, go ahead.
I think it. What is it? May 13th, I think.
Is that the Thunder Road one?
Which it's the Thursday. It's at Thunder Road.
Yeah.
61 Ghosts, the Thigh Scrapers, and Glider, and Saturnus Gallywags.
I love that stage. That's going to be great.
Yeah. I like playing there. All right. So anyway,
thanks.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Okay, later.
Right on. Here's Link Ray and his Raymen on MFO.
Craig, let him have it, Chris. They still don't know today just what I meant by this. Craig fired the pistol but was too young to swing, so the police took Bentley and the very next thing, let him dangle, let him dangle. He was under arrest when he gave Chris Craig that fatal request. Craig shot Sidney Miles, he took Bentley's word. The prosecution claimed as they charged him with murder. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Derek Bentley was easily led. Well, what's that to the woman that Sidney Miles wed? No guilty was the verdict, and Craig had shot him dead. The gallows were for Bentley, and still she never said, let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Well, it's hard to imagine as the times you do change, when there's a murder in the kitchen that is brutal and strange. Killing anybody is a terrible crime. Why does this bloodthirsty chorus come round from time to time? Let him dangle. Not many people thought that Bentley would hang, but the word never came, the phone never rang. Outside once with prison there was horror and hate, as the hangman shook Bentley's hand to calculate his weight. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle. It's hard to imagine as the times we would change, when there's a murder in the kitchen that is brutal and strange. Killing anybody is a terrible crime. Why does this bloodthirsty chorus come round from time to time? Let him dangle. Murder, bring back the nooses always heard. Whenever those swine are under attack, but it won't make it even, it won't bring it back. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle, let him dangle. Let him dangle.
in a pot of sand. silver strings. Sung so clear.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. What do you know? And since DJ's call with his song, his beautiful song, Tear It Down. After that, we heard Para Ubu with Final Solution. Talking Heads, Wild Wild Life. Link Ray and his Raymen with Big City Stomp. Lucinda Williams with Foolishness. Going out to Cal. Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. Elvis Costello, Let 'Em Dangle. New York Dolls, Bad Girl. Gun Club, Port of Souls. Bebop Deluxe there with Axe Victim, the title, self-title of the album, Axe Victim. Bebop Deluxe, good stuff. Cool stuff. Almost as cool as the Barbarella Tones. Check this guy out, he's like totally glam.
shadows and eclipsed in black.